work so hard. Yeah. Amen. I'm
glad to be a part of the worship team. Amen. Amen. Another thanks to Sister Sylvia for dealing with me. Amen. When when she was leading it. Amen. I used to be a knucklehead. Amen. I used to look at Sister Sylvia sideways. She tried to tell me something. Forgive me, Sister Sylvia, if I didn't say sorry about that. Amen. 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 Is anybody excited here tonight? Amen. 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 Everybody there?
Yes.
Amen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 and 37. Amen. It reads like this. Amen. I got lost my place. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we come before you, Lord, and we just thank you, Father in heaven. We ask, Father God, that you would just have your way, God. Lord, move me to the side, God, and use me just as a willing vessel, God, as a tool in your hand, Father in heaven. Lord God, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here tonight, church, I want to talk to you about the importance of worship. Amen. Though my title is Above All Else, Love God, I also want to talk to you about worship. Amen. See, lately, me and the worship team, we've been reading a book called A Deeper Level by Israel Houghton. Amen. And it's a powerful book. It's a mighty book. Thank you, Cecilia, for referring the book to us. Amen. It's a powerful book. Amen. And there was a few things in that book that really stood out to me. Three things that really stood out to me. Amen. Three things. And one of the first things that stood out to me was the word consecrate. Amen. And no, I didn't say consecrate. I said consecrate. Amen. The word consecrate, if you can write that down, amen, the word consecrate. The definition of the word consecrate is to devote something to a particular purpose. An example of that is when God consecrated our pastor to be a pastor over our city, amen. When God consecrated Pastor Josh to be an assistant pastor to our pastor, amen. That's an example of consecration, amen. It's an example of devoting something to a particular person, purpose, amen. As followers of Christ, we have to come to a place where we devote our lives to God.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to come to a place where we give our life to God and we give it to God willingly. Amen. Because our life is not our own. Amen. How many of you guys know that our life is not our own? Amen. We're sharing God's breath here tonight. Amen. I'm not just talking one part of your life. I'm talking about all of your life. Amen. I'm not just talking about a certain season of your life. I'm talking about the whole nine yard. Amen. For the long haul, giving God your whole life. Amen. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, if you can turn there, amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it talks about that. About giving your life to God, amen. Once you get there, give me a strong amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read. Amen. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. How many of you guys know God has done so much for every single one of us?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Here tonight. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Amen. Yeah. A way to worship him is living your life unto God. When God tells you or asks you to move in a certain direction, you're saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to move in that direction.
Yeah.
God is asking you, hey, look, I want you to talk to that brother. I want to talk to that sister. God, yes, I'm moving in that direction. It pleases God. Amen. It's a worship unto him. I want you to know here tonight that worship is a little bit more. It's far more than just the music. Amen. It's far more than the instrument playing, drums or the piano playing, the piano is playing the piano, the singers singing behind the microphone. Amen. Worship is more than just that. Worship is a lifestyle. Amen. I want to let you guys know that worship is a lifestyle. It's an everyday lifestyle that we live throughout the days of our lives. Amen. It's not just on a Friday or a Sunday. Amen. It's something that you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even Saturdays on discipleships, amen. Sunday, when we come in, when you come in with the family of God, amen. Worship, amen, is an everyday thing, amen. Don't get me wrong, the songs that we sing, amen, there's some powerful songs. Amen. The songs that we sing, the praise songs that we sing, the worship songs that we sing, they're powerful songs. Amen. They hold meaning behind them. Those songs can move mountains, amen. Yeah. But those songs don't mean anything if we don't love God, amen. Yeah. Those songs don't mean anything in our heart if we don't love God first, amen. If we don't give our hearts to God and love God fully, amen. See, in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus is giving a command, the greatest command, actually, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. But sometimes we only tend to love God with just our heart. We only tend to love God with just our heart, amen. We love God with our heart, but we don't love Him fully to consecrate or devote our mind to Him, those strongholds to Him, those areas in which we struggle in to Him, amen. We love God with some with our heart. I'm not even gonna say sometimes. We say to God, love, Lord, I love you with all my heart. But what about the mind? What about the soul? Amen. What about that? Amen. Or it could be that we love God with both our heart and our mind, but we don't yearn for God with our soul. Wow. Do you guys catch that? That we can love God with both our heart and our mind, but sometimes our soul doesn't yearn for God throughout the week. Amen. Our soul doesn't yearn for God when we go home. Amen. Yeah. We come to church, amen, and we get a little bit of hold of God, but do we yearn for God a little bit more when we step outside of these four walls? Yeah. Amen. Right. See, our heart, mind, and our soul, amen, need to love God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Church, I want you to know that God is looking for those worshipers that will fully love Him. Those worshipers that will give everything to Him. Those worshipers that aren't afraid to lift their hands, amen, in front of people, amen. Those worshipers that are longing to just grab a hold of God, amen. Even behind these four walls, amen, you're grabbing a hold of God at your home. You're grabbing a hold of God at your job. You're grabbing a hold of God at your school, amen. God is looking for those kind of worshipers, amen. There's a song that I love so much that we sing. We sing that song, Here Is in Heaven, amen. And that song is powerful. Let me tell you, that song is amazing. There's a certain part in that song that really, excuse me, there's a certain part in that song that really presses up and gets my heart. And then it goes a little bit like, overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. Amen. That's a powerful song. Amen. We're telling God, Lord, overflow in this place. Yes, overflow in this house. Yes. Amen. Your love is surrounding around us. Amen. Yes, yes. God's love is surrounding around us tonight. But is our love surrounding around Him? Is our love surrounding around Him here tonight? That's the question I want to ask here tonight. Is our love surrounding around Him? Amen. Can we love and worship God in the good, the bad, and the ugly? Can we worship God outside of these four walls? Can we worship God without being on social media? Amen. Can we praise God without having to like and share a picture on Facebook to say that we love God? Amen. Can we love God without Facebook? Can we love God without Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram? What else is there? If you have a MySpace, amen. Somebody's probably still have a MySpace up in here. Amen. And to be honest, if you got mobile space, I'm rebuking the name of Jesus right now. I'm rebuking you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nobody should have mobile space. Amen. Can we love God without those things? Amen. Sometimes we just got to get alone with God and separate ourselves from those social media accounts. Separate ourselves from that TV, from those video games. Amen. And I'm talking about the gang here tonight. Amen. Sometimes, I'll be real. Can I be real here tonight? Sometimes our gang warriors, amen, they just be on Fortnite. I don't even get the gesture of the game. I don't. I play video games, but I don't even get the gesture of Fortnite, amen. I try playing and I end up getting whacked. They just get whacked on sight, amen. I get so mad at that game, amen. But the gang warriors, amen, I want to let you guys know you guys need to separate yourself from that and just grab a hold of God here tonight, amen. You really have to grab God's heart, amen. You got to be a man of God, a woman of God, a gang warrior, a gang girl that is able to just lift their hands when you're on your alone time, amen, to be able to just get alone with God and just say, like, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I glorify you. Amen. We got to be those kind of people that love God, amen. And the second point that I want to say, that I want to make, is let God out the box. Let God out of the box. Amen. There's been many times where we put God in the box and limiting him on what he wants to do. Amen. We sometimes we limit him on what he wants to do. Let me tell you guys something. Our prayer can be boxed in. Our worship can be boxed in. Sometimes our faith can be boxed in. And a lot of times our expectations for what God wants to do is boxed in as well. Amen. Sometimes we can live a boxed in life, but we got to let God out of the box here tonight. Amen. We got to let God loose here tonight. Amen. Sometimes we worry about how people look at us when our hands is lifted, when our hands are lifted, now people view us when we jump and dance at the altar. Amen. Amen. Just real quick. Amen. Sometimes we be worshiping God. We be in full praise mode. Amen.
Come on.
Pastor got to go on stage. Pastor got to go on stage. He got to go. It's like he's pulling teeth trying to get people to the altar. Amen.
Come on.
Why is that?
Come on.
It feels like it can be hard being a worship leader too, man. I'm telling you. Sometimes we be like, come on, come to the altar, and you got that.
Come on.
You got the individuals. I'll be seeing who y'all are. Amen. I see y'all. Those individuals that. Y'all look like, I'm not going to go there. You're going to go up there?
Come on.
Give me the pastor telling me, I'm not going to go up there. I'm not going to do it. Amen. Amen. We had that same experience last Sunday. Amen. We had that same experience last Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. Amen. Pastor got on stage. And he asked people to come up to the front of the altar. Amen. People didn't want to come up. I'll be real, dude, and I won't come up. So we got to ask the leaders, you know what? You see somebody in their seat, bring them up to the altar. Amen. The teeth trying to get people up to the altar. And why is it like that? Why is it like that, amen? Could it be the fact that we're worried about God cramping our style?
Could it be the fact that we're worried about God,
if somebody look at me breaking down at the altar, they're gonna look like I'm weak. Can it be that? Amen. See, we shouldn't have to worry about God cramping our style, but we should be worried about us cramping his style. We should be worried about us cramping his style and how he wants to move, how he wants to operate, how he wants to move mountains in somebody's lives. Amen. See, what I came to realize through praise and worship, amen, to just being the worship leader, amen, that God can work in mysterious ways, amen. God can just work even without the altar call. He can just work in the beginning of service, amen. There's been multiple times where we've had service and worship has been powerful, amen. Yeah. Worship, God's presence has been thick and tangible in this place. But sometimes we tend to cramp his style. We tend to cramp his style. Amen. One thing I like about the men's home, amen.
Come on,
they know how to praise and worship. They get down at the altar, amen.
Come on,
be honest with you, they encourage me. You know, I see Brother Eric at the altar. Brother Eric right there, you know what I'm saying? I see Brother Eric at the altar. Brother Alex at the altar, you know what I'm saying? Before he was playing bass. Man, they would be jumping and praising God like there was no other day on this earth, amen. And that's the kind of worship that God is looking for. That worship that you're behind you, who's next to you, but you're worshiping God freely because you know all that God has done for you in your life, amen. That's the kind of worshiper that God is looking for here tonight, amen. See, when you let God out the box, breakthroughs start to take place, amen. Healings begin to take place. Restoration begins to take place. Revival begins to take place, amen. Certain things that God wants to do begins to take place. You will see limbs grow back on individuals, amen. You will see healings take place. Generational curses be broken off, amen. But it first starts off when we let God out of the box, amen. See, we had Rick Alanis. We had Rick down in Nice, and I remember we had a meeting at Pastor's house. A few of us had a meeting at Pastor's house, and one thing that really stood out to me and what he said, take the lid off.
Yes.
Take the lid off.
Good.
You want to expand, take the lid off.
Yeah.
Take the capacity off of what you want to see. Amen. Sometimes as a believer or just as a Christian, not just only in worship but in life, we put a lid over certain things. I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. God can't move in this area. God can't heal this person. God can't touch my dad. God can't touch my mom. God can't see. We put a lid on certain things, but we gotta learn how to take the lid off. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
we gotta learn how to start expecting for God to move. Amen. We gotta learn how to start praising God even before the breakthroughs happen. We gotta learn how to praise God even before the healing happens. Amen. We gotta learn how to praise God already, thanking Him in advance. Amen. That's a person that is expecting God to move. Amen. Are you a person expecting God to move here tonight? Are you a person expecting for a mountain to move in your life here tonight? Are you a person expecting for certain things in your life to be broken here tonight? Amen. And then if you are, you're in the right place tonight. I just want to let you know that here tonight, amen. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, amen. Excuse me. It reads like this. However, as it is written, when no eye has seen, when no ear has heard, and when no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him.
Oh, wow.
Amen. I want you guys to know something here tonight, that when you start loving on God, amen, when you start putting your heart into God in praise and in worship and life in general, God begins to pour out things that you didn't even see coming. God begins to give you blessings that you didn't that you didn't even pray for. Amen. God starts to give you certain things in your life. Amen. If you are praying, if you are praising God or just loving on God, amen, you are asking for peace. Best believe He's gonna give you that peace. Amen. If you are seeking God's face for just a little bit of strength, amen, He's gonna give you more than what you asked for. Amen.
Kind of
situation you're going through, amen. See, we gotta be individuals, amen, that love God, amen, to love God for who He is, for He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last, amen. And I want you guys to know something here tonight, that God, He is in this house.
Yes.
This word says where two or three are gathered, there He is in the midst of them all.
Yes.
God is here in this house here tonight. Amen. See, I don't know about you, but that scripture, amen, it sounds like a promise to me.
Amen.
A promise that if we open up the box and take the lid off, that God will move, amen. That God will move, amen. That God will heal, amen. That God will cause a revival to take place in this house, amen.
Yes.
I want you guys to know something, that if you want revival to take place first in this house, you got to have revival take place in your life, amen. You got to have revival take place in your prayer closet. You got to have revival take place in your altar at the house, amen. You got to have revival take place in your own life, amen. Sometimes we come in and we ask God, Lord, I want revival to take place. But yeah, but has God revived you yet?
No.
Has God revived you yet? Has God caused a revival in your life? Amen.
Amen.
We there's been many times when we had revival in this house. This been powerful. Amen. And I believe that it took place. And I believe it took place when the people of God had a revival with God outside of just these four walls. Amen. Where the people of God were seeking God, not just in this house, but at home, amen.
Amen.
When the pastor was saying, you got to be able to start your own fire.
Yeah.
You got to start your own fire at your house, amen. You got to be able to lead your family, amen. You got to be able to lead your loved ones. You got to be able to lead your wife. You got to be able to lead your husband. You got to be able to lead your children, amen. Starting your fire at home. Amen. Didn't bring in that fire that you started at home and bringing it into the house of God. Amen.
Yes.
Letting that fire come ablaze in this place. Amen. Letting that fire be like a forest fire here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
My third point is revival break free. Revival break free. Amen. You even turn to Psalms chapter 85. Verse 6. I want you to get there. Give me a strong amen. Is anybody excited tonight?
Woo!
Yeah! Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. I believe that God wants to do something here tonight.
Amen.
I believe that God wants to move in certain areas here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That if you've been praying for your family, if you've been praying for whoever you've been praying for, that God is looking at them right now and saying, come on over. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms chapter 85, verse 6. Amen. It says here, won't you revive us again so your people can rejoice in you? Won't you revive us again so your people can rejoice in you? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm seeking God for revival, amen. I'm seeking God for many things to take place, amen. I'm seeking God to revive my mom, amen. I'm seeking God for many areas of my life. See, I want you to know that worship is about responding to who God is.
Wow.
Responding to who God is in your life for what he's done in your life, amen.
Yeah.
I tell this all the time to the worship team. You can't judge nobody's breakthrough until you know what they've been through.
Oh.
You cannot judge nobody's breakthrough until you know what they've been through. And here tonight, amen, we gotta remember the things that God has done for us in our lives, amen. We gotta remember all the chains in which he's broken, and all the change in which he occurred, and all the mindsets. You came in with some heavy mindsets. Let me tell you something.
Come on.
Hello.
I know I came in with some nasty pride. My pride was sick. I didn't want nobody to tell me nothing.
Come on.
I ain't want Pastor telling me nothing.
Come on.
I ain't want Pastor Josh telling me nothing. I didn't want Brother Irvin telling me nothing. My God, I didn't want nobody telling me nothing. My part was nasty. Amen. I came in with a nasty mindset. Amen. But when we give God that mindset, when we learn how to give God our heart, when we learn how to give God our mind, when we learn how to give God our soul, through worship, God begins to change them. Through worship, God began to change the man.
Right.
Through worship, God began to change the lady. Amen. God begins to change the game girl, the game warrior.
Yeah.
Amen. There is multiple times where in worship where I received my breakthrough. Amen. I didn't have to wait for the altar call. I didn't have to wait for it, amen. God was there right then and there, amen. I was seeking God right then and there. I didn't seek God before after the preaching. I started seeking God before the preaching, amen. And as an individual, I want to just tell you guys here tonight that we got to be a people that learn how to seek God before the altar call.
Yes.
We don't learn how to seek God before the altar call, amen. See, the altar call is when salvation takes place, and this is a wonderful thing, amen. This is a wonderful thing to even be part of the worship team, to be able to see the brokenness that take place at the altar call, amen. It's a beautiful and gorgeous thing, amen. We're able to see it day in and day out, every Friday, every Sunday. New lives are getting touched, amen. New people are coming in, giving their lives to God, and it is a powerful thing to see, amen. But I like to say this, that we got to be a people that seek God before the altar call too.
Yeah.
As a worship team, I'm talking to the worship team here tonight. Amen. We're the worship team.
Come on.
Amen. We in here. Amen. We in this thing. We got to, as a worship team, one thing that Sister Sylvia and Pastor Francisco has told us is that we got to be individuals that learn how to seek God before the altar call.
That's right.
Come on, we got to make sure that our heart is right with God before the altar call, before we even get on stage. Before we even get on the altar and start praising and worship God, we got to make sure that our heart is right with God. Amen. There's been plenty of times in my life, I'll be honest, where I got into the flesh,
boy.
There's plenty of times in my life I got into the flesh. Amen. Brother made me mad or something.
Come on.
Amen. Family made me mad or whatever the case may be, there'll be certain times I'll be in the flesh. And then people will be like, Sean, you all right? And get away from me, bro. Don't talk to me, bro. I don't want nobody to get away from me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody talking to me, man. I was in the flesh, amen.
Wow.
And man, I'll be in the flesh, but it was a time where I had to come down to my knees, amen.
Yeah.
I had to drop to my knees.
Amen. I'm
at the altar. Like this. I just tell God, Lord, I give you everything.
Come on.
I give you, God, my heart. I give you, God, my soul, my heart. I give you, God, my behavior, amen. I ain't gonna lie. I was an emotional kid growing up, amen. I was super emotional. I didn't know. My emotion was so unstable. Let me be real. My emotion was so unstable growing up. But when I stepped into the house of God, God,
oh,
my emotions God, he changed my mind. He changed my heart. He changed my soul. Amen. And I want to thank God for the worship team, amen. My daddy put me in the worship team. I didn't want to be in the worship team.
Come on.
I didn't. I remember the night that it happened too. My God. He was like, Sean, you should join the worship team. You know, they need somebody. And then I was like, man, no, I don't want to be part of that. Tell me why that same night, he go up to Pastor Francisco. Yeah, Pastor, my son can sing.
Come on.
The pastor was like, oh, really? You should come to worship practice. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go to worship practice. My dad drove me to worship practice that night. Let me tell you something. I was so salty, but I thank God for the worship team, man. I thank God for the worship team because it changed my life for the better, amen. It grew me in so many ways, amen. It strengthened my faith in so many ways, amen. There's times I got tested in the worship team. I'll be real with you. I remember we went to East Dallas one day, and Brother Edward was like, "Hey, we need you to do this song." "What song?" What song you want me to do? And he gave me the song. We need you to learn this in like an hour. What? Man, what? I need to learn this in an hour. Amen. And I was barely even leaving yet. I didn't even know what to do. So I got on stage, amen. I got on stage and started singing it, and I forgot the lyrics. I forgot every word of that song, and let me tell you something. I was looking at these Dallas backers, and I'm like, y'all better help me out, bro. I don't know none of these words to this song, amen. And then somebody stepped up and led for me. I was like, praise God, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. But it was through worship, amen. Those times of testing in the worship team where it grew my faith, amen. Where it taught me how to be a loyal servant, amen. There was many times in my life where there was many times throughout these 5 years where I've talked to Pastor. And I told him, Pastor, I don't know if I can do it.
Come on.
I don't know if I can do it anymore, Pastor. We trying to grow. I ain't growing nothing, Pastor. You know? And Pastor, all he told you, the only thing that he needed to tell me was stick it out.
Amen.
Come on now.
And throughout these past 5 years, I've been sticking it out, amen. I've been sticking it out, amen. See, worship is all about responding to who God is and what He's done for us. It's about being so into God that we can't help responding out loud with our actions. Amen. Like I was referring earlier, the men's home, amen, they know how to get down, amen. They'll be at the altar jumping around, amen. And I believe that they're expressing their love for God through dancing and through praising God because they know what God done for them in their lives, amen. They've been the men in the home. I want to tell you guys to stick it out. Stick it out. God has something for you, amen. He has something around the corner for you. Don't give up. Don't throw on the towel. Just continue to run the race in the home, amen. And I'm not just talking about for 1 year, amen. I'm talking about carry out your race for 2 years, for 3 years, for 4 years. Like Pastor, 19 years, amen. To carry out your race for the rest of your life, amen. To carry out your race, amen. It was in the home where God had to deal with me. God had to deal with me. My God, I was acting up, boy. I was acting up. Pastor, man, I'm telling you, my mom had to throw me in the home. You know, I was messing up, man. I was around the corner smoking weed. Smoking weed and just trying to escape life. Trying to escape, like, everything. Trying to escape nagging and everything, you know what I'm saying? I try to escape my household, amen. I try to escape. And they here tonight, amen. I try to escape everything, but, man, I remember when she dropped us off at the home early in the morning, me and my brother, amen. We were so mad, amen. But man, I just thank God for the home because it was also in the home, man, with Pastor Josh and all the men in the home, man, where it just, you know, it showed me what it is to be a man of God, a man after God's own heart, amen. Just like David. David was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
Amen. At the end of David's race, at the end of David's road, David has many messages. Mm-hmm. He had many messages, but it's crazy that at the end of his life, God said that on his epitaph that he was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Wow. See, some of us, we may be in certain situations. I don't know what the case may be. We may be in certain things in our life, but if you're seeking God, amen, I just know for myself that I want my epitaph to be the same thing, a man after God's own heart. Even after many failed attempts, that was an individual after God's own heart, amen. How many people want that same epitaph of being a person after God's own heart, amen? That is a wonderful epitaph to have, to say, you know, to have people say, you know what, he's an individual, she was a woman, he was a man, he was a young gang warrior, whatever it was, to be after God's own heart, amen. Amen. Sometimes worshiping God is just about focusing on Him.
Right.
Focusing on God, amen.
Right.
Focusing, getting your mind off of the day-to-day things that distract you from God's presence. And there's many things.
Wow.
I named a few of them earlier. Social media, TV, wow. Video games, that guy, that girl, amen. So many things that distract us from worshiping God, amen, or focusing or harnessing our mind or our heart or our soul on God, amen.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that when we get quiet, when we can get quiet and find a moment when we aren't paying attention to anyone or anything else around, life's distractions fade away and we can pour all of our love and affection out to Him. Amen. We can pour all of our love and affection out to Him. When we just block out everything, amen.
Yes.
The enemy tried to come in and try to tell you stuff.
Right.
The enemy tried to come in and give you those temptations. But when you block all of that out, you know, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And when you just pour out your love to God, God, I love you. God, I know you have something in store for me, God.
Yes.
God, I don't know what it is yet, Father God, but I know you have something in store, God. And when you just worship God from that standpoint and just remember all the things that which He told you, all the promises of which He gave you, and all the things that which He's already done in your life, that worship, amen, begins to arise. That praise to God begins to arise, amen.
Yes.
Some of us, we've been through some rough patches in our life, amen.
Oh,
we've been drugged through the mud, amen. Some of us, we've been drugged to the mud, amen, but it's a wonderful thing to see everybody here tonight on a Friday night service, here in the house of God, amen, hearing the word of God, amen, seeking God here tonight on a Friday night, amen. It's a wonderful thing to see that. A lot of people said we wouldn't amount to anything.
Right.
Am I in Victory Outreach here tonight? A lot of people said that we wouldn't amount to anything. A lot of people said that we're just going to be like our fathers. We're just going to be like our mothers.
Oh,
we're going to be nothing in life. We ain't going to get our degree.
Oh, come on.
But how many of you guys thank God for Bethany? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So a lot of people say we wouldn't amount to anything, but God seemed different.
Right.
God seemed different. God seen us years down the road being in this house. Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Being in this house, listening. Taking guidance from our pastor, from our leaders, amen.
Yes.
Taking guidance from our brothers in the home, our sisters in the home. Taking guidance, amen, and really just grabbing a hold of Him, amen. Here's the thing. God doesn't require some kind of perfect, complicated worship act, amen. God doesn't require a super strong voice, amen. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Angelic voices are beautiful. God's not looking for Him. He's not looking towards that, amen. He's looking at the heart.
He's
looking at the heart here tonight, amen. He's looking at your heart. He's looking if you're seeking Him with your heart, your mind, and your soul. Here tonight, amen. God's not looking for complicated worship act, amen. And the piano player can come up here tonight. It didn't have to be all put together. If that's what you think, then you're missing out on what worship is all about. You're really missing out on what worship is all about.
Wow.
Just sometimes we come into the house of God, amen. Not gonna be honest, there's sometimes in our worship team, amen. Thank God for the worship team, we getting better. There's times in our worship where sometimes the drums may not sound good or whatever.
Come on.
Or the singers is off, but just a slight key. Or the piano has slid the chord, it didn't know the chord or whatever it was. There's sometimes we come in and we hear that, and we're like, dude, that turned me off. That turned me off. I don't want to come back to the church because she played the wrong chord. Or he hit the wrong beat with the drum. Amen. You say it turns you off, amen, but what is your mind really focused on?
Oh, come on now.
What is your mind really focused on here tonight? Is your mind focused on the playing of the drums, the piano player, the singers, or is your mind focused on God here tonight?
Amen.
See, God had to really deal with me in that area because when I came in, we came in on Park Road, amen.
Yeah.
We're in those pioneering stages. And now all the time that we sound the best.
Yeah.
Amen. And there were certain times I'd be trying to worship God, amen. I hear something wrong. I'm like, man, that was wrong. Amen. I used to be thinking like that, but God had to really deal with me. He's like, who are you really after? What are you really after? Are you after me or you're just after the music? We gotta be a people that is after God.
Right.
We gotta be a people in which our heart is after God, our soul, our heart, our mind is after God, amen.
Yeah.
We gotta be a people, amen, that loves God for everything that He is and everything that He stands for. Amen. Our Father in heaven, our Creator, amen, our Alpha and Omega, the one that redeemed us when nobody else would redeem us. Guess what? God redeemed us, amen. When nobody else wanted to welcome us in with an open arm. Let's believe God sent some people our way to welcome us with an open arm, amen. I'm not going to lie. I thank God for this ministry, amen. I thank God for Victory Outreach, because there was a people that were just like me. Amen. There were people that were just like me, but not only that, amen, there are people that love God and also love me.
Come on.
Also loved me for who I was, amen.
Come on.
People that didn't give up on me. Even when I thought all else was failing around me, even when I thought that if I did something, this person would look at me sideways, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the strong rebukes, amen. I ain't gonna lie, those rebukes, they hurt. They hurt, they got me. I started tearing up sometimes, I'll be honest. I'll be going back to the home, man. I ain't know what I did, man. No. But it was a rebuke, amen. That it showed me what the pastor showed me what it was. You know what? I love you. You did certain things that were wrong, but I love you. And I'm telling you this because I love you.
Amen.
You're gonna find yourself around people that love you enough just to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Amen. They're not gonna tilt you here. They're gonna tell you the truth. Amen. See, I want you guys to know here tonight that God, He just wants authentic worship. A genuine worship from your heart. A genuine worship to give to God. Amen. Yeah, I understand. We may not be the best. We're not Hillsong.
Come on.
It's okay.
That's right.
We're not Elevation Worship. It's okay.
That's right. That's right.
What are you really after here tonight? Are you after God?
Amen.
Is your heart yearning for God? Is your soul yearning for God? Is your mind yearning for God here tonight?
Amen.
If that's you, I would just like you to stand up with here tonight, amen. And right there you're at, I would just like for you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes and start thinking about God, amen. And as you focus your mind on God, think about all the things of which He's taken you out of, that He saved you from and redeemed you from. Think about where you used to be. Think about when your heart was broken by that guy and girl, but God mended it together. For a quick moment, just think about God. Yearn for God here tonight, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to be a people that worship God here tonight. People that long for God here tonight, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, You're so worthy of all the praise, of all the honor and glory, Jesus. Come on, somebody just worship Him here tonight. Somebody just glorify Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank You, God. Lord, we thank You, God, for all that You are, God, for all that You've done, God. We thank You, God, for setting us free, God, for breaking those strongholds, God. We thank You for restoring our families, God, and loving us every soul, God. We thank You, Father God, for Your embrace, Father God. We thank You, God, for Your love. If you're here tonight and you want to worship God, amen, I want to invite you to the front of the altars here this evening. Hallelujah, Jesus, we worship Your name, Lord. Lord, we glorify Your name tonight. Come on, somebody just go after God for a little bit. Somebody just see God for a little bit here tonight. Come on, He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of it all. Lord, You're so worthy of it. pleasant to Jesus. Lord, we worship your name, Jesus. Lord, we magnify you here tonight, Jesus. Lord, we glorify who you are here tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, if you don't have a relationship with God, or you haven't accepted God into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I also want to give you that opportunity as well to accept God as your love and Savior. If that's you here tonight, I just want you to raise your hand, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Does everybody say this prayer? Lord Jesus, come into my life. I make you my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of all my wrongs. Cleanse me. Wash me. Make me into a new creation. Lord, I love you. And I thank you for the precious gift of salvation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. Just continue going.
Come on. Just lift your hands for a moment. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Just worship the Lord for another 3 more seconds. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Come on. Just lift your hands to heaven. Worship into some praise right now.
Woo!
Let's go.
got the fire.
Woo! Yes,
I got the fire.
I got the fire.
Got the Holy Ghost fire.
Woo!
Praise the Lord, amen. Well, how many know that was a powerful word?
Amen.
Powerful word, amen. Great word, great shine. Amen. Powerful word. Praise the Lord, amen. And so here tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to get ready, amen. Some of us, we got drama practice, amen. But how many know that we can't have a drama unless we have people come?
Come on.
And so that means that we're gonna have a street team that's going to go out, amen. Brother Alex, amen, from the home, amen. He's going to lead the street team out. So if you want to go out and you want to win some souls, you want to invite people out, amen. Brother Alex is going to go, amen, right after the service, right after we pray, amen. And then also the ushers are going to hand you some flyers, amen, to the drama. So as you exit out, you can grab a few flyers, amen, invite people out.